How do I do this? Do I just have a big meeting and go, you're all fired? Or do I have them one by one come in and go, but when you go out, don't cry because I haven't told the other people yet? Like, how exactly do you do this in a humane, respectful way?
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Steli Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Steli's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, guys, this is Heaton Shaw and Steli Efti for another Startup Chat podcast, aka the world's best business podcast. Heaton, how's it going, my man?
It's actually the world's greatest business project.
Oh shit! Yeah, you know,
it's first, not even that.
So I can't say what the name of the podcast is, right? So branding wise, I'm really failing. And then also, you guys need to know that as I'm tweeting things here and there, Heaton is DMing me on Twitter, telling me what I'm doing wrong on Twitter. He's like, dude, you don't even know how to tweet. Like, I have to teach you this, the basic skill set of tweeting. You're doing it all wrong. So I'm learning a shit ton just doing this podcast with you, Heaton.
I'm actually going to tweet with you, or we're going to do a whole episode about Twitter or something. So I think it's going to be great. All right.
Let's bring up what we want to talk about today. So I'm right now in Berlin. I was just giving a talk yesterday at a big conference here called Heureka, kind of a startup entrepreneurship conference. And my whole talk was basically talking about the worst and hardest things I've ever had to do in my entrepreneurial life, right? Just the really fucking hard, lonely moments that challenged me to no extent that were really painful to go through. And I thought it would be awesome to talk about this with you. And I'm actually curious to hear some of these stories from you. What were some of the hardest stories and hardest moments that you had to go through, and how did you get through them?
Awesome. Yeah, I think this is a really important topic. I don't hear a lot of people talking about how they felt in the moments when things were hard or the hardest. You hear a lot of times, you know, sometimes people talk about, oh, I couldn't make payroll and I had to do this, that, and the other. And then somebody came and saved my ass. They wrote me a check or whatever. So I think there's been a lot of these instances in people's lives. That specific one I haven't had. I'll just start and we can maybe just go back and forth. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay, great. Awesome. So I'm going to start with the one that it made me cry. So and then my dad said, you shouldn't be crying. I remember this very clearly. I was my co-founder, Neil, and I had I was living at home with my father. I was married and we were both my wife and I were living at home. And my co-founder was living, you know, about 5 or 10 miles away from me. We had realized that we had spent $1 million of our own money and lost it all completely. And we had spent that $1 million over the course of probably 2 years, maybe a little bit more. And it was on building a sort of web hosting company that never launched. And it was very early, probably 2004, 2005. We had just started our first business in 2003. And we had the money. So it wasn't like, you know, we were out on the street or anything. And also I was living at home. He was living at home. So that actually allowed us to invest in ourselves in a way that we wouldn't have been able to if we had even more overhead. I didn't have any kids at the time or anything. And my dad comes home and I walk downstairs and I literally see him, you know, knowing I lost the money, feeling like he'd be disappointed in me. And I just start, it wasn't like full on crying, but I was just crying because like, I don't want to disappoint my father. It's not something that, you know, I enjoy and I rarely do it, hopefully. And he looked at me, he's like, worst things have happened in our lives and you're crying about this? Is basically what his statement was.
Wow.
And he's right. Worst things that happened and I'm crying about money.
Yeah.
He's like, what, you want more money? You know, like, I have money. You want money? You want to go try something else? I'm like, oh, okay. All right. Okay. So I will never cry about a loss of money, no matter how much it is. Because I think that day he just snapped me out of it. And he's like, yeah, you're crying over money. That's just bullshit. You made a mistake, right? You made a mistake for a very long time. You wasted money, but you tried. And I was like, yeah, all right. Well, we tried the wrong way. And then I went through all the, oh, we wasted money on this and that, and we shouldn't have done this and that and all that. But like at the end of the day, we screwed up, you know? And there's a lot of lessons there in like, you know, how to do a startup and all that. But like at the end of the day, you know, at that moment, he snapped me out of it. And all of a sudden I was fine. And I was ready to go. I was ready to move on. And, you know, rarely do I have moments like that where someone snaps me out of it. He's probably one of the few people that knows how to do that. But like, it was just a realization that the money wasn't the problem. I was actually much more upset about failing and not then about losing the money.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful. That's an amazing story. So, all right, let me share the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I'm not even sure if it was the hardest moment. It's so hard. The many, many ups and many, many downs in my entrepreneurial journey. But the hardest thing I've ever had to do was let go of half of my team in one day. And I had to fire people before that. And usually it was a long process and it was, you know, at a point where it made the most sense for them to go somewhere else. And I felt fine. It always sucks to let somebody go is the worst thing that I ever had to do as an entrepreneur. But that day I had to let go of multiple people at once. And I know, and I didn't want to let go of any of those people. It was just a big transition we made in the business. We didn't need all these people anymore with this new direction. And although they were all awesome individuals, it just made no sense to keep holding on to them. So at some point I had to make that hard cut and just downsize the team pretty dramatically. My first son was just a few months old. I wasn't sleeping. I was really stressed at home anyways. And then just carrying that burden of having to let go all these people, not knowing how to do it practically. Like, how do I do this? Do I just have a big meeting and go, you're all fired? Or do I have them one by one come in and go, but when you go out, don't cry because I haven't told the other people yet? Like, how exactly do you do this in a humane, respectful way and treating people really well in the process? And I knew that it would not be a massive surprise for people because we were really transparent about everything, the company, financials, struggles, the thoughts that we had on like changing the direction of the business. So it was not that anybody was completely surprised because we had a certain level of transparency. But anyways, still, people didn't know if they, you know, what their future was, and they probably didn't want to be not be part of our future. So I struggled with this a lot. I remember in the morning, you know, driving to work, being really nervous. I set meetings with all of them one-on-one. I didn't tell anyone prior who would stay on the team or not. And on the way there, I remembered that one of the employees, when I hired her a year ago, she made me promise to her that if I ever let her go, I would have to give her a cake and play Bye 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 from NSYNC, right? So I was like, holy shit. You know, I'm at the parking lot of the office. I turn around. I go to Savory to buy some cake because I'm like, if she wants it, I need to keep my word. And I'm downloading fucking NSYNC on the way back to the office like an idiot. And I'm like, all right, I want to be prepared. If she really wants these things, then I want to be able to keep my word. And I had one-on-one meetings with everybody in the company, telling them kind of the context of what's going on. And the ones that would not stay with the company, we made two significant things. One was I set an appointment with every single one for the next week that was kind of a two-hour block time with me and them. And I told them, listen, you know, I want to help you with whatever you want to do next. I want you to take some days off and think about what do you want? Do you want a job? Do you want to start a business? Whatever it is, I want to give you 2 hours of my time to help you in any possible way to accomplish whatever your next goal is. And because I know that if you leave this office, although we are friends and you're saying you want to stay in touch, you're probably not going to want to see me again. We have to put this in the calendar right now. Right. So everyone made an appointment with me for 2 hours the next week for me just to be available and help them in any way I can. The second thing we did is we set an appointment for the entire team, the people that stayed on with the company and the people that we had to let go 3 months from that day to all go for dinner and kind of catch up with each other and see what happened with everybody. Right. And the funny thing is the woman that had me promise her the cake and NSYNC was the last one I was talking to. And then at the end, she looks at me and I go, do you want, like, remember I promised you this cake thing and I have a cake in the fridge just in case if you don't feel like it. And she's like, you bought fucking cake? That's awesome. Right. And I'm like, yeah, of course I promised it to you. And she's like, well, and she's like, what about NSYNC? And I'm like, I got you. I downloaded it. I'm going to play it. If you want to hear Bye 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 from NSYNC, more power to you. I'll play it. She's like, no, 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 no. I didn't say play it. I said, you have to dance for me to Bye 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 from NSYNC. And I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm going to dance Bye 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 to NSYNC right now. This is the worst day of my life. I don't want to dance. She's like, no, you promised it. She went back and forth. To make a long story short, at the end of the day, there's a huge group of people. Everybody that I had to let go, they're all eating cake. There's NSYNC Bye 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 playing in the background. And I'm dancing like a fucking idiot in front of everyone. And everybody promised there's no videos, but there's like 4 different videos of this. And literally everybody pulled out their phones and wanted to record that. And finally, after now a long enough period of time where I can just look at that day and I know all the good things that came out of it, we published it. So it's even live. There's a video of me dancing like an idiot to that. And that was such a crazy day. And the funny thing is, like, in hindsight, it was everything worked out. All these people got amazing jobs.